Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So Enoch Burke was dismissed from his position at Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath last Friday. But this morning, he has attended at the school, and Sinead Hussey, RTE Midlands correspondent, is on the line now to tell us more. Sinead, thank you for joining us. So Mr. Burke arrived there early this morning. Bring us up to date on what's been happening.
Yes, Claire. So Mr. Burke arrived in a car driven by his father at the school at around 8:38, shortly before 20 to 9. And he's been doing that since the Christmas break, essentially, since the children returned here to the school. Mr. Burke has been arriving here every day in and around that time. So this morning, as usual, he arrived in the car. He was dropped by his father. They went into the school grounds and his father came back out about 5 minutes later. As you say, he was dismissed from his position at the school last Friday. A statement issued to RTE and other media outlets through one of Mr. Burke's brothers confirmed he had been dismissed from the school, and Mr. Burke said the decision had been taken after what he described as the purported meeting of the Board of Management in the Mullingar Park Hotel, from what Mr. John Rogers was absent, the chairman. Now, the disciplinary hearing did take place last Thursday in relation to alleged gross misconduct at the school, and on Wednesday of last week, the High Court had refused to grant Mr. Burke an injunction to prevent that hearing from going ahead. So there's been a lot of to-ing and fro-ing over the past week or so, and it was unclear whether Mr. Burke would turn up to school today, given that he had received that letter last week confirming his dismissal, but he has shown up here this morning.
And are you hearing anything from Wilson's Hospital School now as to what the next steps will be?
No, the school is not speaking to the media, not making any comment at the moment. It's unclear what will happen. As far as we understand, this is a civil matter, so it's unclear what powers there are in terms of Mr. Burke showing up at the school. But there is media gathered outside the school waiting to see what may or may not transpire today.
And we heard about this letter from the Students' Council at Wilson's Hospital. Just remind us, Sinead, what was in that letter.
Yeah, so this letter emerged over the weekend. It was written to Mr. Burke. I understand he didn't accept the letter, but it was written by the Students' Council at the school, and they were expressing their concern about the impact of Mr. Burke's ongoing attendance at the school. They listed a number of issues, saying that his presence in a corridor was impacting learning. It was causing huge disruption. And they said that for many LGBTQI plus students, Mr. Burke's presence in the school is a daily reminder of the prejudices they feel. They also express concern that important student matters are not being dealt with, because we know all of the time when Mr. Burke is in the school, he's being supervised by senior management, and they're concerned that student matters are not being dealt with because of the time that this is taking away from senior management. They highlighted the ongoing media presence outside the school, saying that's a huge disruption, and they express concern about the reputation of the school. And they also said that transition year and fifth year students feel they have no place to hang out because of Mr. Burke's presence. We know that he's in one section of a corridor in the school. They said that they're being denied, the first year students were denied the opportunity to fully sample the German subject at the beginning of the year. Mr. Burke, we understand, is the German teacher in the school. And at the end of the letter, they questioned his motivations, and they said if he really cared for the students at the school, like he says he does, then he wouldn't continue to, why would he continue to cause disruption to school life? So they really are, according to this letter anyway, fed up with what's going on.
Well, Sinead, thank you for that update. That's RTE's Midlands correspondent. And Sinead will have further updates on news bulletins and on the News at One a little bit later on, too.